welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and beloved, God is in the miracle-working business. He's never changed His character, His nature, and we have the privilege, every one of us, if you're listening to this broadcast, to be alive today, because God chose before the beginning of time. He knew of you. He knew He wanted to bring you into life, into a knowledge of Him, even at this very time in which we are living. And so sometimes we get so overwhelmed with things that are happening in our lives, but God's Word has an answer for us. And I just want to share my heart with you before I go into the message that I will be sharing these next few days. But a scripture, I think it was David that wrote, "When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And of course, we understand that Jesus is that rock, that solid rock that is our foundation upon which we have built our lives, our spiritual understanding. Jesus is our all and in all. And sometimes, you know, I was thinking, out of my own personal life experiences and from stories and testimonies I've heard through the years of ministry, that when we are first saved, born again, the enemy, because we have a formidable adversary, and he knows how to attack, he knows our weak points. That doesn't mean that he is victor, because Jesus has triumphed over all the work of the enemy. But for someone newly saved, because they're just in the process of learning the ways of the Lord, so often the attacks that come against them are to allure them back into the ways of the world, because they've just been newly delivered, and the attractions of the flesh are strong. But there are those who have persevered and continued and walked on in their walk with God, and as they have served God and loved God and known God, obviously the enemy has to use a different way of, or different mode of attack, different kind of warfare. Obviously, for those who walk with Jesus for any length of time, you're not likely to be tempted to go back into the world. You've learned a lot. So he has another strategy, if you will. But thank God, there is no strategy. There is no warfare. There is no machinations, if you will, of the enemy that could possibly remove us from the hand of God, if we will continue to be surrendered to God and love God with all of our heart. He makes a way for us. And we're going to be looking at a couple examples from Scripture of men that were chosen by God, men that knew God, but tended to rely on their own strength. And all of us, if we've walked with God for any length of time, we've learned things, we form opinions, we understand to some measure spiritual truths, but there is a danger for those who have walked with the Lord that we could become strong in our own eyes. In other words, we are grateful. We've had experience in God. He's blessed us with strength, with His anointing, with an insight into His Word. And sometimes, because God has used us in wonderful ways in the past, that we no longer have to stay in submission to the Word of God. And that's why this ministry, other godly ministries, are constantly emphasizing God's Word as the ultimate authority in our lives. And of course, also as we read the Word of God, that we understand in different seasons in our lives. For example, as children, we're to submit to our parents. And for those, you know, we're called the sheep of his hand. God has placed ministries in the body of Christ that we should walk in submission to and understanding, provided they are preaching the word and are godly in their heart and disposition and actions. And so we don't want to be strong in our own eyes. We want to be submitted always to God. And before we go any further, let's pray. Father, Lord, I pray now for those who are listening. Some may be relatively young in the Lord, and others may have served God for decades. And Lord, there are things they have asked you to do where they have seen your power move in amazing ways, but there sometimes are areas that we've prayed and prayed and we've yet to see the answer. We've yet to see the fulfillment. We've yet to see that loved one saved. We've yet to see the fulfillment of a promise you spoke to our heart, and we continue on. And Lord, it's possible to be discouraged. It's possible to be impatient. But Lord, we know that our greatest strength is loving you and trusting you and waiting upon you for your wisdom and your time. And so, Father, I rebuke the work of the enemy against those who are being sorely tried. And God, I'm asking for great wisdom, your leading, your intervention, and Lord, that against every work of the enemy, you are going to lift a standard. Father, you are our strength. You are our glory and the lifter up of our head. And Father, right now, I pray for divine peace, for healing, for deliverance, and for an absolute trust of how much you love us and care for us, even to the point of numbering the hairs of our head. And so, Father, we love you and we honor you, and we ask, God, that through your word you will give us understanding that we can be victorious over every attack of the enemy to hinder us, to get us to turn aside, but that we will stay strong in you and in the power of your word and might. And for you, Lord, that you would receive all the glory for this, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I said we were going to look at a couple of godly men that are mentioned in the Old Testament, because Paul tells us we can, that those examples were given to us so we could learn from their example. And we're going to look at a man of God who was marvelously helped by the Lord until he was strong. And we're talking about King Uzziah, and we're going to be looking at 2 Chronicles, the 26th chapter. I'm just going to read select verses. But after his father, King Amaziah, died, the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was only 16 years old at the time, and they made him king after his father Amaziah. And in that chapter, it begins to share all the things that God did in his behalf. He built Eloth, he restored it to Judah, and when Uzziah began to reign, he did, it's in verse 4, it says, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Does that ring a bell? Zechariah, one of the minor prophets that are recorded in the Word of God. And it says, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And then it goes on to list some of his accomplishments. And it's not the details. It's an understanding of man's heart, our heart, and God's ways, and applying that to our lives. And so Uzziah, it says, he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines, and God helped him against the Philistines, his enemy, and as well as the Arabians that dwelt at Gerbaal and Mehunim, and the Ammonites gave gifts to him, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. And he built the towers in Jerusalem, the corner of the gate and the valley gate, the returning of the mall. He built towers in the desert. He digged wells. He had much cattle in the low country, in the plains. He loved husbandry, so he was into vine dressing in the mountains and in Carmel. And also, then after all that, then it goes on to talk about his military might. And I won't share all the details. But the point is, as he equipped them, as he enlisted the thousands that were part of his military, it said he made, in verse 15, he invented cunning men who devised instruments of war, towers, and on the bulwarks that would shoot arrows and great and stones withal. And this is the verse we need to listen to. And his name spread far abroad. He developed a reputation, for he was in that time, in that era, among the nations, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But listen to this. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. It was pride. It was a knowledge that obviously he reigned 52 years. That's what he said. But he transgressed against the Lord his God. He went into the temple of the Lord. And here it says what his error was. He burnt incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest and other priests went in there. And they withstood him, and they said, it's not for you to burn incense, because that was specifically ordered of God to be done by the priesthood only. And, well, I see my time is flying away. I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger, unless you know the story. But we find out what happens. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time as we hear the rest of the story. But the reason I'm sharing this is sometimes as we walk with the Lord, we need to examine our heart's motives, our attitudes before God, because we need to be always as little children. I don't care how much we've prospered, how long we think we know the ways of God and understand revelation in Scripture. Beloved, we need to walk in humility of heart. That's the only thing that's going to preserve us. God will, He honors. One of the sacrifices of God are a contrite heart, a repentant spirit. God will not despise those. Anyway, beloved, I leave you on this cliffhanger, and we'll return tomorrow at the same time. I invite you to share your prayer requests, and if you should miss a broadcast, always feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast there and listen at your convenience. I love you, thank God for you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, make God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.